the light of Christ. How blessed is this night when man is reconciled to God in Christ. Holy Father, accept now the evening sacrifices of our thanksgiving and praise. Let Christ, the true light and morning star, shine in our hearts, he who gives light to all creation, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let there be waters around in abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas. Let the birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seeds, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, in which there is life, I have given every herb for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Please rise. Let us pray. O God, who didst wonderfully create and more wonderfully didst redeem him, give unto us, we beseech thee, strength of mind to stand against the allurements of sin, that we may attain unto joys eternal, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Please be seated. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, and on their chariots, and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned to and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained, but the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the shore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Please rise. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
He is my God, and I will prepare him in him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Let us pray. O God, whose ancient miracles we perceive to cast their beams even on our age, and who stretched out thy right hand of thy power to deliver one people from Egyptian persecution, didst turn it unto the working out of the salvation of the Gentiles through the water of regeneration. Grant, we beseech thee, that the fullness of the whole world may become children of Abraham and succeed to the honorable estate of Israel, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Therefore Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and of good courage, For you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you. So it was, when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law, and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak with these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands." Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Please rise. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
My doctrine shall drop as a rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender earth.
And as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord.
Ascribe ye greatness unto your God. He is God, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment.
A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Let us pray. O God, who has commanded us through the mouth of the prophets to forsake things temporal and to hasten after things eternal, grant to thy servants that those things which we acknowledge to be commanded by thee, we may be enabled by heavenly inspiration to fulfill. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our food and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach." In that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flame of fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter through storm and rain. Please rise. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill.
And he fenced it and gathered out all souls thereof, and planted it with choicest wine, and built a tower in the midst of it.
And also lay a winepress therein, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Let us pray. O God, who in the pages of both testaments hast instructed us to the celebration of the Paschal Sacrament, give unto us a sense of thy mercies, that from our experience of the present our hope of the blessings to come may be confirmed. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
As the hart panteth after the water of brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is my God? Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who keep the Paschal feast, being inflamed with celestial desire, may thirst after the fount of life, even Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully regard the devotion of thy people who are being regenerated, who at the heart panteth after the water brooks, and mercifully grant that the thirst of their faith may sanctify body and soul in the ministration of holy baptism. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
hear us.
O God the Father in heaven,
have mercy upon us.
O God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy upon us.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all error.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and evil death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all war and bloodshed.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all sedition and rebellion.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all lightning and tempest.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all calamity by fire and water.
Good Lord, deliver us.
And from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your holy nativity.
Help us, good Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your agony and bloody sweat.
Help us, good Lord.
By your cross and passion.
Help us, good Lord.
By your precious death and burial.
Help us, good Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension.
Help us, good Lord.
And by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our prosperity.
Help us, good Lord.
In the hour of death.
Help us, good Lord.
And in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you.
To hear us, O Lord God.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word and in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To send faithful laborers into your harvest.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise up them that fall and to strengthen such as do stand.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all nations peace and concord.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve our country from discord and contention.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give our nation perpetual victory over its enemies.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to bless and keep our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To protect all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To Reserve all women in the perils of childbirth.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To set free all who are innocently imprisoned.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And to have mercy upon all men.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ.
Hear us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us.
O Christ.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us. Amen.
Please be seated as we sing verses 1 and 7 of the next hymn. On this holiest of nights, O whole Church of God of our Lord Jesus Christ recalls his death and burial, rejoicing with great joy in the gospel of his glorious and mighty resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Paul says, "Or do you not know that as many as of us that were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing this, that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea. Yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing the washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold us all according to your boundless mercy, and bless us with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in us, which has been inherited from Adam, and which we ourselves have committed since we have been drowned and died, grant that we be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all the believers in your promise, we would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Seated as we sing the next hymn.
Thank you.
the lights started?
You just wait for me.
Okay.
Glory be to God on high. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who dost enlighten this most holy night with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, preserve in all thy people the spirit of adoption, which thou hast given, so that renewed in body and soul they may perform unto thee the pure service. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, the 4th chapter. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
Please rise. The Lord be with you. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
text is Romans 4, verses 23 through 25. And the theme is, for us he rose from death again. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. This simple, yet undeniable, this simple, yet irrefutable fact changes everything. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised for our justification. This night, as you hear the sweeping accounts of God's salvation throughout history, all of it comes into sharp focus as you learn how you are now justified by faith through Jesus' death and resurrection. Satan is defeated. Sin is forgiven. And death is overthrown on this wondrous and on this glorious night. And this is all done just for you, his children, his bride, his church, his everything. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Paul writes to the Christians in Rome, but the words, it was counted for him, were not written for his sake. They were written for your sake. It will be counted to you who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus your Lord, who was delivered up for your trespasses and raised for your justification. Jesus was delivered up for your trespasses and died upon that cursed tree. He was then raised for your justification, as the Apostle Paul teaches you. Tonight you will hear how all the work Jesus does for you is now counted to you by faith. On that first Good Friday, the world fixed itself upon Jesus. The sky darkened. The ground itself shook like an earthquake. And the dead came out of their graves. You see, heaven and hell were at war. And the battleground was being waged on a cross outside of the Jerusalem city gates. Now for many, it appeared as though the foe was triumphant, that Jesus had been betrayed and was handed over to death. A real death, so much so that the Son of God cried out with a dying breath to his Father, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When he died at 3 o'clock that afternoon, hope appeared to have died with him. I mean, dead is, well, it's dead. You see, without life means without hope. Without hope, you too might as well be dead, because you won't be good for much more than that. You can't defeat death in the grave if you're dead. Can you? You can't triumph over Satan and the powers of this present darkness if your lifeless body is covered with a shroud and left in a tomb. Can you? Well, you can't do any of that if you stay dead. And if there is anything you know from the scriptures, it is that God loves a good comeback. I mean, again and again and again, God's people are on the brink of complete and utter ruin, beyond all hope of redemption or of a new start. But God takes what seems impossible, and he makes it possible. He takes what seems like a ridiculous, almost childlike ending, and turns it into reality. How does he do this? He does this by rising from the dead. The way the Apostle Paul puts it was that he was delivered up for our trespasses, and he was raised for our justification. He was delivered to death because of your sins, but he was raised up from the dead so that you might be justified by his name. Now, you know that word justification is one of those big church words. And what it quite simply means is that Jesus paid the price for your sins. In exchange, then, you receive his righteousness. You receive his holiness. And you receive this by faith in him. It is not that God didn't care about your sins. And let me remind you that your sins are very great. Rather, it is about the God who has now counted. It is about the God who has credited Jesus' righteousness and holiness to your account. All the biblical accounts you heard from the Old Testament tonight, those are just a few of the Easter readings. You have the creation account, the flood account, the Exodus account, Israel's rebellion, the exile and the return, the valley of the dry bones, the renewal of Zion, Daniel in the lion's den, the three men in the fiery furnace, the list goes on. And all of these point to this day, the day of the earth's redemption because of Jesus. If the words from stanza 6 of the hymn that we've been looking at this Lenten season, for us he rose from death again. For us he went on high to reign. For us he sent his Spirit here to guide, to strengthen, and to cheer. Let's be honest. Getting to go to church late at night on Saturday and celebrating Easter kind of feels like a little bit of cheating, doesn't it? It's like you have snuck into grandma's kitchen and taken a bite of the feast before anyone else has. Well, if you think it feels like cheating, then just imagine how Satan feels. I mean, he thought he had it all locked up. He thought he had a done deal. I mean, Jesus was dead. God's Son was really dead. A spear was put into his side and everything. He was a goner. Did they put the stone over the grave? Yes. Check it off. Did they set guards? Yes. Check it off. Did they seal it to make sure that he was never, ever getting out of that tomb? Yes. Well, no. Now you realize that all the stories you've learned throughout the Old Testament scriptures are even truer than you first thought. Not only did they happen, but they were pointing to the great redemption that has now been won because of Jesus Christ and him dying and rising again from the dead just for you. Oh, it may be night. It may seem as quiet as a tomb, but you know better. What appeared to be was not the reality. No, in the dark of that night, in the dark of that tomb, Satan was undone. The shackles of death could not hold Jesus. You know, the angels in heaven sing for the Lamb who was once slain. For us he rose from death again. You know that Satan is defeated. You know that death is swallowed up forever. And you know that Jesus did all of it, every bit of it, just for you, his beloved, his children, his bride, his church, his everything. Dear saints in Christ, it may still be quiet, but you know what's going on. The whole world is taking a deep breath. so that it may cry out once again, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Now the grace of God keep our hearts and minds in peace. In Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially we bow to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This blood is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. The true body of Christ. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
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 Take, eat, the true body of your risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for your sin. By the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace.
Thank you.
His merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.